And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's June the 16th, 2010. It's the birthday of Joyce Carol Oates, born in Lockport, New York, 1938. Grew up in rural New York, used it as the basis for her fictional Eden County, where many of her novels and stories are set. June the 16th, Bloomsday, celebrated by James Joyce fans all over the world, commemorating the day on which the events of the novel Ulysses take place. James Joyce chose it June 16, 1904, because it was the day of his first date with Nora Barnacle, who became his wife. They met each other on Nassau Street in Dublin on the 10th of June. They chatted. They agreed to meet up later. She stood him up on that first date. And on the 15th, James Joyce, 22, sent a note to her. He said, "I looked for a long time at a head of reddish-brown hair and decided it was not yours. I went home quite dejected. I would like to make an appointment, but it might not suit you. I hope you will be kind enough to make one with me, if you have not forgotten me." And they met up the next day, June the 16th, went for a walk around the south bank of the Liffey in Dublin, and Joyce later chose this day for the setting of Ulysses. His publisher, Sylvia Beach, organized a celebratory luncheon in Paris on June the 16th, 1929. But the first modern celebration of Bloomsday was in 1954, when the Irish writers Flann O'Brien and Patrick Kavanagh got together with the critic John Ryan and a cousin of James Joyce's, Tom Joyce, to make a pilgrimage around Dublin to stop at the Martello Tower, where the opening scene of the novel takes place, and Davy Burns's pub, where Leopold Bloom eats a gorgonzola cheese sandwich, and 7 Eccles Street, where Bloom and his wife Molly lived. The 4 men acted out the dialogue. They rode in horse-drawn carriages like those in the scene of Paddy Dignam's funeral, and they were supposed to end up in the red light section of Dublin, where the 15th chapter of Ulysses' Night Town is set. But they were too drunk by then, and they lost their ambition. There are big Bloomsday celebrations today in Paris, Toronto, Seattle, Sydney, San Francisco, Buenos Aires, Oslo, Trieste, Minneapolis, Melbourne, Genoa, and Pittsburgh. Readings in Philadelphia on the steps of the Rosenbach Library, where the original manuscript of Ulysses resides. This past weekend there was Bloomsday in Brooklyn, and today in New York there's Bloomsday on Broadway, staged readings of Ulysses at Symphony Space. The celebration in Dublin is the biggest in the world, and in fact, it's been going on for 4 days already since last Saturday. Dubliners sometimes call Bloomsday the Feast of St. Jamjuice. Here's a poem for today by Deborah Diggs, entitled Write a Book a Year. Well, the wild ride into the earth was thrilling, really, scared as I was and torn and sore. I say, what other woman could have managed it? My life before then, picking flowers against my destiny. What glance, what meeting, who was watching? What we don't know, we know. The hour we chose, and we are chosen. And suddenly, the dead, my mission, the dark, my mission. He'd find me pounding out the hours. Spring is for women, spring clawing at our hearts. We are pulled forward by our hair to be anointed in the barren garden. I want the dark back, the bloody well of it, my face before the fire, or lie alone on the cold stone and find a way to sleep a while, wake, clear, and wander. A poem by Deborah Diggs, Write a Book a Year, from The Wind Blows Through the Doors of My Heart, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, where your mobile device can turn into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith and written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.